Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. On Tuesday, the families of people killed by police gathered with supporters at the Ottawa Police Headquarters to protest for the International Day Against Police Brutality. The mothers of Anthony Ost and Regis Korchinski-Paquette, two young black people both killed by police in 2020, gathered with a crowd of around 50 supporters at 474 Elgin Street on Tuesday evening. Ost, 23, died after falling 12 stories while allegedly fleeing from Ottawa police during a no-knock raid in October 2020, while Korchinski-Paquette, 29, fell from the 24th floor balcony of her Toronto home while police were responding to a domestic abuse call. In both cases, police were cleared of any wrongdoing by the SIU. The brother of Abdirahman Abdi, a 37-year-old Somali-Canadian man who was killed by Ottawa police in 2016, was also present and spoke at the rally. CHUO was at the scene as Nora Ost delivered a powerful testimony about her son's death.
I was one of those immigrants, black mothers, who would take my kids here. As I knew they have done something wrong, and I were forced him to say it or to tell I make a mistake. Very naive, extremely naive. For the police to come and give me or tell me, oh, your son jumped from the balcony, because he didn't want to go to jail. Who wants to go to jail? Especially when you know that my son, even if he's not doing anything, he was terrified of the police.
The no-knock raid on Ost's apartment on Jasmine Crescent occurred after police received tips that they would find a firearm and evidence of drug trafficking in his apartment, according to public court documents. Police failed to recover a gun, but said they retrieved illicit drugs from the apartment. However, all charges against Ost, who was on bail at the time, were dropped after his death. Ost's family said he had been afraid of police and the prospect of going to jail. They believe he was asleep at the time of the raid and was startled by the police's dynamic entry into falling out of his bedroom window. Due to the conditions of his bail, Ost was wearing a police-monitored GPS ankle bracelet at the time.
The door of my house was never closed or locked. For the police to come with over 16 police and then not even 900 square foot apartment, with seniors, with children, and throw a grenade. Yeah. Let's say they didn't shot my son because they didn't have the time. But to wake him up with the grenade to his death, that's a murder. But you know what? My son is gone. There he is. He's not coming back to me. But there are many Anthony's dying after him. Many of them dying. Why are they dying? Why are you killing our kids? You profile my kids. You definitely mess up with the wrong kid. You get the worst mother that you can ever imagine. My son is not coming back to me. I am going to my son. I am waiting to go to see him, to hug him, to give him a kiss, to tell him how much I love him, to remind him how much I would have done to protect him. That's what I'm waiting for. But in the meantime, you guys are going to have me here. You are going to have me in the parliament. You are going to have me walking, because as we are going to speak about criminals, there they are. Right there.
Claudette Beals, the mother of Korchinski-Paquette, told the crowd about her daughter's unjust death at the hands of the police.
Hi, my name is Claudette, and I'm Regis Korchinski-Paquette's mother. In 2020, I made a wellness call, and the police came to my house, and within a half an hour, my daughter was dead.
Korchinski-Paquette was a Toronto resident of Indigenous, Black, and Ukrainian descent. She suffered from epilepsy and had a history of mental health issues. When she died, police were responding to several calls made by Korchinski-Paquette and her mother, who reported a physical assault involving a weapon occurring at the home. According to the SIU, Korchinski Puckett was accompanied by her mother and brother in the hallway of their apartment complex when police arrived. Shortly after, she told police she had to use the washroom and was followed into the apartment by officers who reportedly didn't allow the rest of the family to enter after them. The SIU alleges that Korchinski Puckett went onto the balcony, blockading the door to prevent officers from following, and accidentally fell to her death after losing her balance. However, her mother alleges an officer shoved Korchinski Puckett off of the balcony.
They decided to say that she committed suicide. But first of all, when you commit suicide, your body's not on the ground for more than an hour and a half. They also called CB24 and told them if any members of our family called, to let them know they would not be coming out because my daughter committed suicide. There were five police officers in my house. They went into my house. My daughter asked to use the bathroom. She went into my house and never ever came back out that day. She came out on the other side of my house. The police literally, physically took my daughter and threw her off a balcony. 24 flights.
Aziz Abdi, brother of a Somali-Canadian man who was killed by Ottawa police in 2016, spoke out about losing his loved one to police brutality.
As a Somali young man who is born and raised in East Africa, I was not educated about the true history of the white colonialists. However, I educated myself after my family moved to Canada. And I took serious about this matter after my brother Abdulrahman was killed mercilessly by a white police officer.
Abdi was originally from Somalia, immigrating to Canada in 2009. According to his family, he suffered from mental health issues. In late July 2016, Ottawa police responded to a call at a Bridgehead Cafe in Hintonburg, where it was reported that Abdi had been groping female customers. According to the responding officer, Abdi was restrained at the scene but fled as the officer was reaching for his handcuffs. According to police, Abdi picked up a rubber weight used to secure street signs during the pursuit, carrying it over his head. He was apprehended at his apartment building a short distance away, where he was pushed, dropping the weight. Constable Daniel Moncion then arrived at the scene and was witnessed by CCTV cameras repeatedly punching Abdi until he lost consciousness. Abdi was later pronounced dead at the hospital. During the subsequent SIU investigation, it was revealed that Moncion had used police-issued armored gloves while he was assaulting Abdi. He was charged with manslaughter, aggravated assault, and assault with a weapon in 2017, but was acquitted 3 years later.
For 4 years, my family was entertained by white lawyers who said they were fighting for my brother's justice. That police officer was freed by the same lawyers who were pretending they were helping my family. Before the verdict, we protested more than 3 years. We demanded justice, but no one listened. My brother's justice and rights were denied by both the criminal justice court and the civil rights court. My family walked away from Abdulrahman's justice and rights with disappointment, and that was the accomplishment of those lawyers and Ottawa police.
Another racialized person, Greg Ritchie, an Indigenous man and a member of Saugeen First Nation, was shot 3 times and killed by Ottawa police officers in the parking lot at the Elmvale Shopping Center in January 2019. He was fired on as many as a dozen times, according to the officers. Police were responding to reports of a suspicious man with a knife. Ritchie had been carrying a ceremonial tomahawk, a long piece of wood with a stone attached to the end, and had been known to sell them in the area. When police attempts to subdue Ritchie with a taser failed, the officers opened fire. Ritchie was later pronounced dead in hospital. Almost a year later, in 2020, the SIU found the Ottawa police weren't guilty of any wrongdoing in Ritchie's death. Ritchie and other victims were remembered by protesters at the rally.
So I'm going to start the list, and I hope that folks can remember a few of them, and when you go home, you learn about their stories and what happened to them and who their culprits were. Gladys Tolley, Rodney Levi, Aisha Hudson, Jason Collins, Chantel Moore and her brother Mike Martin, Jermaine Carby, Regis Korchinski-Paquet, Jamal Fonseek, Deborah Jackman, Abdurrahman Abdi, Greg Ritchie, DeAndre Campbell, Randy Cochrane, Sean Thompson, Meshwar Madut, Shad Williams, Jas Kamal Singh Lail, Josephine Pelletier, Bryden Whitestone, Andrew Loku, Abdurrahman Ibrahim Hassan, Nicholas Thorne Bilans, Alain Magloire, Ian Price, Sammy Yatim.
The rally in Ottawa was one of many held across the country in solidarity with the victims of police brutality and their families. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.